to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from a sausage factory, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined with me this week, as always, by my good friends Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, guest starring the Kodiak, and our special guest this week is Oliver X. I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah, I've done
that. That was pretty good.
A little stumble. But bad, all right. Hi, everybody. Welcome once again.
What's up, Rory?
It's good to see you. How was your St. Patrick's Day? Do you remember?
It was uneventful.
Uneventful?
Fantastic.
I remember taking the bus.
We took the bus together.
Free.
Yes, we did.
Let's give it up for RTC for free buses on St. Pat's. Yeah.
I saw you guys there at the Pinky Plansky Aversion Therapy Show at Treehouse.
That's right. We got a little crazy.
It's a bed of good times. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I'm speaking with a German accent for an Irish holiday.
Because it's over now.
Right.
I think your German is better than your Irish.
Oh, way better. Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Oh, and I completely forgot.
Why, one of the wee folk? Oh.
I forget your maligning of St. Patrick last time.
Yes, I did malign St. Patrick.
And do
yes.
you know what I learned in this past week? Uh-huh. Did you know the reason why St. Patrick was initially in Ireland?
No.
Because he was Roman?
Potato famine?
No, he was an Englishman. And he fucking, as you,
Roman.
You pointed out last time, that he wasn't an Irish guy, and how dare we have an Irish holiday with his name.
Let's celebrate the man that destroyed our culture.
He is
right.
The patron saint of Ireland.
I found out that he was living in England minding his own business, and some Irish faggot fucking stole him and sold him into slavery in Ireland as a teenager. And then he worked his way back to England and then came back and fucked them all and made them Catholic. So really, Ireland brought it on itself. I'm sorry. I just want to point that out. Poor St. Patrick. He's been
I blame
so
it
much.
On the whiskey. I will blame Very it likely. All on the whiskey.
Well, thanks for coming out, Rick.
Damn snakes.
What?
Not a problem anymore, Rick. They got
sure
rid of
Rick
all
was yeah. recording or something.
Yeah, I'm
what
sure.
were you doing
oh, yeah.
on Paddy's Day, Rick?
You were recording,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, I was recording.
With the bus?
Blunderbuss, yeah. I was doing Blunderbuss vocals, and it was so much fun. I fucking love hanging out with them. And it was just Jen, not so Carolyn wasn't there, but... But we did vocals and we fucking ate ice cream and we just had a. It's just. It's like a. It's like
it was a girls' night.
It's totally. It's like a girl sleepover and then we had a pillow fight and told stories and did each other's nails. We have so much fun. We have that's so much cool. fun when they and we get.
I took
very
their garbage to Goodwill.
Oh, that's right. Cody was here cleaning the garage and Jen like was all, you
nice
know, I got
there.
Stuff in my car and just all of the house and her car got emptied into his truck and taken to Goodwill. So
that's awesome. Pretty fantastic. Yeah.
It's what it's like being me.
I kind of rule like that.
Yep. Yeah, good job in the garage. That's their green room for your listeners.
Yeah, it looks. It really
it's
looks nice great out there.
It's spruced up for sure. Yeah. There's way more room.
It smells really fresh.
You could put another like third of a person in there now.
We could have a more intense podcast.
Right.
Yeah, we should start
the,
doing
the
podcast
garage.
From the garage like, on
yeah,
location.
Maybe, yeah. How about an entire Summertime? Marching band? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Rad.
Right?
That still upset about talking. Last week's show.
I would do that. I loved last week's show.
It came out pretty good. Those and, guys well, were good.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Oh, like, I love
stupid rocket science.
And they told me they were okay with the mix, which is amazing because I was terrified. They're really picky about their mixes. So,
right. And if you haven't heard, please go check out last week's episode with Memory Motel.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, back to this week's episode. Before we get to you, Oliver,
can I recap one question for Rick?
What?
Let's see. So when me and Maya left, we were helping pick up some chords and that kind of thing. And Rick had the kids in the room and they were all going Jesus crazy. How late did they stay here, Rick?
Talking about,
yeah, talking
Jesus.
About like, speaking in tongues and
it was a solid
snake handling and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a solid and people who off. Know me know not to say Right.
Oh, right. No, it was all boys.
And you know, normally at that point I would say, if only, but that's not true because one of them is 16.
Oh, right. No. Yes. Wow. No, yeah. Let's stop. Yeah, we should stop making those jokes. They're all fine, young, upstanding men.
They are all adorable.
No, they really are. They're all fucking smart and talented and genuine
funny
and really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a little. Oh, wait, where is it?
Dickalicious.
Jesus.
Yeah. New exactly. samples, guys.
New samples.
Oh,
new
this,
turn.
What do you think about my new jeans, Rick? Throw something at me.
I know. Oh,
as you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Whoa. Hey, I know what that's from.
Isn't that awesome?
That's rad.
I don't think it's got anything to do with your jeans, though. Could be more a little topical.
Oh, and if we ever, those jeans could be filled with
sexy, muscular black guys.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like it's just
I don't know why I pulled that. I thought at some point that might come up.
Yeah.
You just couldn't wait.
Yeah, in your pants, maybe. In the back of your mind while you sit in the other room.
Rory. Wait, where's the Chewy will get this.
Your head is a boil. You suck worms. I hate your feet.
Okay. Kids in the Hall?
You know, so yes. You've finally been pulling.
Cabbage Head?
Pulling samples.
Actually, that was a demon that a guy has installed into into his house.
That's right.
And and these will come and have. Well, I don't want to give them all away, but
howdy, faggot!
Oh, yeah. That's Run Faggot Run.
Yes, yeah, I got several pulls.
Our Running
off
Faggot,
that.
Running Faggot. That's the running song. That's a beautiful, sweet. A beautiful song about
running faggot, faggot running but we, free. See the faggot, see the running faggot.
Before I got distracted by. Yeah. So the guys, we were here. It was probably an hour, maybe a little more.
Wow.
And they just asked me one question about something, and they were just like me. Like they had studied a bunch of stuff, and they were really smart, open minded, kind of Christian stuff.
Say
you know?
Young theologians.
Yeah. Not like nut job, close minded asshole Christian people. Like they were really cool, and so we were able to talk about like
so
crazy
they were gay.
But you got your
stuff.
Jesus freak on. With the young men.
And it was nonstop talking between me and them for an hour that nothing could interrupt her. And you know, I don't get that very often. It's like sex. I just don't get it very often. It was nice to just kick back
and
ramble with those guys. Oh, it was so awesome. I could hang out with them forever.
Cool.
I just think they were so smart and funny and rad. Those are great guys.
I'm glad we left when we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been because I was helping and you guys were helping and we were all helping together and then somebody asked me a Bible question and I stopped. Just stopped. Like,
well,
I'll
that's the end of the night.
If I can talk about this with somebody. So it was awesome. We had a good time.
Cool. So I'm glad I recapped that.
On a completely unrelated note, you know, I of course always talk about the wonderful Riku, who is a part of the show here.
Mm-hmm.
And driving over here, she sees this flag, and it's this, you know, big old flag, American flag. And she's been recently really fascinated with the American flag. Nothing wrong with that.
It's a nice flag.
And she sees it, and she says, "Oh, Daddy, but look, the ends of it are ripped. What happened?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not sure. You know, it might have been the weather. It might just be old. They should probably replace it, right?" Yeah, maybe a mean teenager climbed up there and tore it apart.
Occupy Wall Street.
Evidently, that's what mean teenagers do, is tear things apart. And the whole time we're driving past the flag, I'm thinking, keep talking about the flag. Let's ignore the big word Susie's. Wow, wow, wow. Does Wubsy live there?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't want to read it.
Yeah, that's my Riku story of the day. I'd rather she focused on patriotism than porn.
So was Susie's actually flying the flag?
Oh yeah, it looks like
that's a gigantic flag.
The big one over there on Kids.
Probably King. The biggest flag in town.
The one biggest pork shop in town too, right?
God bless them.
That's what
probably
I heard.
Was teenagers.
Yeah. After they got their jerk on in some booth.
Probably a gang initiation.
I have booths. I once applied for a salesperson's job
at
Susie's, and they told me that they didn't have the sales position anymore, but I could go for janitorial work.
Ooh.
Gross.
My answer is no.
Yeah. That should pay like twice as much.
I believe they called it maintenance.
Maintenance.
Maintaining the non-stickiness of certain corners.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
That's going to come in really handy, probably. Rory Owen Dowd, here's my card. Don't worry if you'll lose it. I've got plenty more.
Don't worry, less than 1% of the audience thinks that's
funny. Yeah. But all right. So, at any rate, is there anything you guys wanted to get to? Or should we just
What was your week like? We haven't seen you.
Out in Winnemucca, laying brick for a couple weeks, and really it was pretty boring. Pipe. It was just like it sounds like. No, not laying pipe. Brick. Very dissimilar from pipe.
It comes out the other end.
But it was pretty uneventful. Same thing every day. I woke up, got a sandwich from Rayleigh's, got a meal from Jack in the Box, and went to work for 12 hours, and then did the same thing every day for 12 days in a row.
Just
and
come
came home
at our
a little
house.
Bit tired.
Make a lot of money.
Yep, I made some money. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, now I'm back.
Welcome back.
First night when I got back after driving back from Winnemucca and being exhausted, about 1 o'clock in the morning, dead asleep, I heard a bunch of broken glass outside the house, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" My wife likes to take the recycling out the night before, so then I had to get up and pick up glass, broken glass, in like a rainstorm.
Wow.
At 1 o'clock in the morning. It was kind of lame.
That's exciting.
Ugh. But, teenagers.
Yeah, fucking angry teenergers.
That right? Mean teenagers. Yep. Pretty lame. Right. So I also forgot I wanted to ask you. So you brought music this week, right?
I did. What did you
pull out of the vault for
us? I got three tracks. I got one by Secondhand Jive, a great old Reno band. I got one from Dump Your Boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I got a song from Worm. So we'll get we get a chance to bust out any of those songs, I'll tell you a little bit more about them.
Are they all like off cassette, old school stuff?
Actually, every single one of these is off an actual CD release.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. Okay.
One's off a demo. Two are actually off releases, CDs.
Very good.
So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. These are songs I've wanted to bring in for a long time. They're all pretty good songs, and I think that the people out there will like them.
Music for the people.
Yes. Yeah. Like to bring the people what they want.
Port of the peoples.
School them on their history.
What are we?
This shit was cool.
Music?
This shit was cool.
Por todos mis
amigos? Before you were even born.
Something like that, right?
Just, you know, George Hamilton style. Port of the peoples.
The peoples.
Huevos. Huevos por todos mis amigos. That's the only thing I know how to say in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a la Taco John's.
George Hamilton's not even Spanish, is he?
I don't think George Hamilton
is in Zorro the Gay Blade.
That
explains why I didn't know
that. That is acceptable. Oh, wait.
And I've only been forced to watch that by Rick twice.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in years.
But it's, he forces a lot of things.
He can't pay the rent this month, huh?
Hey-o.
Yeah, but how many times has he made you watch Prison Blues 3?
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Oh, God, I hope he chloroformed me first.
Oh, was that just...
I don't have any recollection of that.
Was that just our thing, Rick?
Is that what Rick does? Rick does
Is
when
that
he
why you always told me to close my eyes during the movie?
And now I save those beer boxes. It's not gay.
Those will come in handy.
Your head,
it's right? not gay if you wear
you're just
a beer
kidding.
Box.
It's gay to sit in a room and jack off with your friends if you don't have a beer box on your head, yes. That's what you're saying.
We got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Not if you're just kidding.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my. Pretty little faggot.
It's really, it's really not gay as long as the balls don't touch. It's not gay at all.
That's right. It's kind of gay if you don't have a box in your jacking off in a room with your
friends. You know what's gay is when a straight dude says, "Don't worry, bro. I'll rub nuts with you."
That's a real friend in my book.
We'll DP her.
Couldn't happen,
all
though.
All day, it's night.
Impossible
whatever.
Because a straight dude wouldn't do something like that.
Even I thought that was gay.
You were right, too, Riku. Super gay.
Super gay dot complex.
All right.
Okay, so we got all that out of
this there. Uncomfortable pause brought to you by our good friends at Pinky Polansky.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check the Pinky link.
Thanks, Felix.
Yeah,
you guys rule.
Felix likes to drink.
And he brought some beer to us today.
Yes, he does.
Re-upped his sponsorship.
Exactly.
It was so great to see them. I had such a shitty day, like racing from thing to thing, and then Felix and Jessica were here, and it was just like, I love you guys so much, and I miss you so bad.
Yeah.
Right, and Jess was dropping off the Shame CD that was recorded here.
That is being released this Friday, the 23rd.
Ooh. Where at?
At the 3rd Street Bar.
Yes, 3rd Street Bar,
there
that's right.
Go.
Wow, thank God.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Friday night.
I go for the alley-oop and nobody's there.
No cover, but you do get a CD for $5 at the door. So.
Oh, cool.
And nice.
It is so good.
I can't wait. I'm going to buy two.
Yeah, me too. Cathedral Ghost is playing with them, and then they got small. Some DJ.
We'll be there. And I like that bar, too. The Third Street Bar is a nice little place.
Yeah.
Weird choice for them, but I like it. Make people go out of your comfort zone.
It's been
go try something new.
Everything doesn't have to be a Jub Jub.
Right.
Does anybody recall, like, what it's been in the past? Like, it's been
it
a
was
lot
Molly
things.
Malone's, and then they reopened it as the New Blue Lamp.
Yep.
The oh, new blue that's lamp, right. And, that's
and,
right.
And now
not
it's
very
like,
long.
Like 6 months, blues, yeah. Right?
It didn't have the same heart as the actual blue lamp.
Yeah.
Did well, you? No.
But, but it was a beautiful bar, and I think that most of it still looks the same inside.
Well, it's very...
Because wasn't it... It was that old... I don't know. It's like where the wagons would come into it. It was like it's
the third
big
oldest,
old woodwork.
It's the third oldest
yeah.
building in Reno.
It used to be a slaughterhouse.
Yeah,
actually.
That's right. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, shit. And like part of it was like the loading and unloading dock.
Yeah. And then they had it was one of the original stops. I guess the frontage area was where they had the original farmer's market in Reno.
Yeah, it's right there on the train track. So yeah. That would be a good
That'd
location.
Be a great spot
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So it's historic. It's got some haunted stories down. Yeah. Have you seen the downstairs?
In the basement.
Yeah.
The brick is still there, and the mortar in between is just powder. You can run your finger right through it, and it falls out because it's so old.
Wow.
Probably from all the flooding and the water damage that's been in that basement over the years.
Right.
Yeah.
The meth.
Well, you
it's
would
awesome.
Know.
I remember when I first went in there, they go, you know, we put a chair in there in the bathroom because we got – tired of fixing the sink because everybody was fucking on the sink, so we decided to give them a chair to sit on so they could fuck on the chair and not
nice.
Would save them money.
Reno motherfucker Reno. I love this town.
Reno fucking rocks out loud. Let me tell you a little about banging in the bathroom at the freaking West 4th Street, whatever.
Third, but close.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's a cool old bar, though.
So yeah.
The pressed tin roof is beautiful.
Everybody, let's give a warm welcome to that bit of Reno trivia from our good guest, Oliver X here. How you doing, my friend?
Welcome.
Woo!
Yay. I actually have some
your
claps working. I'm warmer now. Thank you.
That was warm. they'll just keep doing that. All right. No, cool. All right. So how are you?
I'm great. It's been a good year. We just moved to a bigger size since size matters.
The Reno Tahoe tonight.
Yeah, the Reno Tahoe tonight, who did a nice little spread on us in the October or November? Yep. October issue. Yeah.
One of those months. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the newest one just came out today.
That came out actually on the 7th of March. The April issue is going to come out April 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I got to say, this is a mighty fine-looking cover this month.
It's a good magazine.
There are two lovely ladies, a brunette and a green-haired young lady who are wearing...
one's Miss Tattoo or something.
They're wearing
Miss
tattoos.
Reno Inc., 2011's Crystal Bavaro.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then the other woman is Nellie, who writes our Inked Up column.
I loved her last album.
sorry. No, but this is a nice little mag you got here. How long has it been in publication?
We just had our third anniversary on February 9th. We ended up having a show at the Knitting Factory, so it was pretty cool.
Very
pretty
cool. It's a tight little magazine.
Really
right?
good photography. And good writing in there too. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we started with the spirit of the zine culture, that old school staple.
Right. Something you can put in your pocket.
Yeah. Something small. We were like. 4x5x7, kind of inspired by the pocket size of Reno Passport. That's who I started off with writing here. Mm-hmm. You know, we found an audience that we started with 16 pages, and eventually we're at 96 now for print.
Yeah.
So it's been cool.
That's pretty good.
Still free.
That's a good expansion.
Still free. Yeah. We're not. I was going to slap a barcode on it, but sometimes those locations where you end up having a retail experience, they want some obscenity, clauses that you have to sign. And so, like,
you don't want that.
Well, I want to see, you know, hot women and like everybody, I'm sure.
So, funny you should bring that up. Somebody was telling me they overheard you telling a story about somebody was mad that you had a vagina in here, and you were saying, no, it's not a vagina, it's a vulva.
Exactly.
No, it's a Volvo. We drove it all over town.
We did. That illustration did not depict the taint or but it was anatomically correct. It was an
taint
illustration.
Taint in your business, neither.
It was an incomplete vagina.
Yeah, the whole region.
A partial.
Wow. No, we had a gaping vulva, and it was two pages.
And yet another dig.
Will that, is that money? So is that, did I win something?
No, well,
that means Rory agrees.
You won Rory's approval.
That means, yeah, I agree with you.
This group.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. It means your door is ajar.
Okay,
that's what it means.
No, it's not a door.
Please put on your safety belt.
That was good, man.
No, but we it was gaping. It was two full-on color pages. It did not speak. But some
like
people were like,
you couldn't
wow.
hold the magazine sideways.
People were like, dude, thank you. And like they were like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Thank you.
Oh.
And I, dude, that's an illustration. That is wow. science, bro. But
it was
but
a
it
science
was
illustration, not an art illustration.
Yeah, gotcha. And we approved
gotcha.
It. And, you know, we want to be uncensored. Everyone, you know, 51% of the population has a vulva. Call,
right?
it, call it a vagina if you will.
They don't
but
listen
it's still.
To this show, though, so don't worry about it.
This is sausage only. This is just sausage.
No, we have some ladies.
We have a good 10 or 12 female listeners.
Yeah.
I mean.
Our PA's a lady.
Some disapproving
yeah.
parents.
We used to until we started talking about gaping vulva.
Hey, maybe that'll get us some more women.
Dude, no,
yeah,
it was.
I've looked at her pie graph. It's a Pac-Man. Yeah. It's totally a Pac-Man, and the Pac-Man is men, and then the pie is how many women.
I get it, Nick.
Shaped just like a Pac-Man.
Pie graph.
Yeah.
No, we started.
It's true. I looked at it.
We started with the hand-drawn illustration by Lopan. From Who Cares, and he did a magic marker illustration of Bob Marley. That was our first cover. It was awesome. And then he overlaid that over some, you know, heavy anime, and that was where we started. We started with all art, actually fine art illustrations and drawings
nice.
And paintings, and then we ended up breaking rank. And by August of that year, we had Philip Brown naked with the fag sign in front of his cock. And that ended up getting us banned at the airport. So that,
you know this is a family show.
Yeah, exactly. So that was it. We knew we would not be at Walmart. You know, thereafter.
Right.
I have a quick question though. Yeah. That you said Lopan, right?
Lopan. Yeah.
Okay. From fucking. Biggest Little China hoo-ha with fucking what's its name?
I've never been there. Where's that?
Yeah.
You know the one I'm the biggest trouble in Little China, Lopan.
Big trouble in Little China.
Okay, all right, yeah. You know what? I'm not quick on the trigger
possibly.
On that, but is that not where it was from?
Inspired by, maybe. Inspired by. That's
because,
his graffiti name. And he's
right.
gonna stick to
and
it.
And that was Lopan.
Lopan. Yeah.
Lopan. He was.
Probably have to ask Lopan himself
angry
about
Chinaman.
Details.
That's with long fingernails.
I mean, yes. He didn't build the railroads or anything, but he was definitely had some magic going on there.
Hi, I'm Dakota, gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
Well played, you prick.
Yeah. But where were we? The Reno Tahoe tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I stopped with a fag sign in front of the cock of a naked man.
Right.
That's where I
stopped.
And I usually stop when I see that. Anyway.
Got you banned.
Right.
At the
yeah. That's gonna. That's an attention grabber.
It was like
somebody. Some old lady probably picked it up at the airport and went to the TSA and was like,
and
"Oh
then,
my god!"
And then her husband got really mad.
Well,
that's why I get patted down so heavy yeah. over there at the. There, but, no, but it's been a great, you know, Reno. I came here with a sort of a pre-existing notion that this was going to be a really conservative, sort of like 1950s cowboy town,
right.
And I found an art community immediately, and it is really a vibrant one. So
yeah.
We felt sort of inspired by the success of Juxtapose magazine, starting 18 years ago. You know, writing about the fledgling scene at 111 Mena, and then. You know, with a population of about 800,000 San Franciscans, they had a rich, you know, they had rich soil to draw from
right.
and to grow in. We here, and I use the royal we, but Reno hasn't had a nationally renowned, celebrated art culture, even as a niche culture, and it should be. So
right.
part of the doing of that is to have a champion, an energizer bunny, an advocate, a print media outlet who's just focusing on that. And my motto was, in niches there are riches. And we would find our way to make a free magazine look cool. That so if you're from another town, man, Reno's cool. And right. That's our vision arena.
You can take this home and show it to your friends in Dubuque or whatever.
You can do it like that or whatever you need to do.
Do you guys do
mission accomplished?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Do you do any kind of mail subscription? Like, do you have people from other cities wanting to get that delivered?
We prefer female subscriptions, but males can subscribe, and I will mail it to them.
Females in other cities is what I meant to say.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's exactly.
But there's a way.
I'm here all week. Try the shrimp.
There's a way. If you don't live in Reno, but you want to see how rad Reno is and look at a pretty good-looking magazine, you can actually get that delivered.
You can, yes. Yeah. People, I mean, literally people from all over the country have subscribed to it, including New York, L.A., Philly, Virginia, even far away Winnemucca.
Shipping that to my friends.
Haters. Reno's blowing up, haters.
Send that to all the stupid idiots that moved out of Reno and say, look how awesome Reno is. Hope you enjoy your ghetto Portland.
Well, there was when I first came here, there was so many disgruntled people about how this wasn't Portland, and now those same people have like shops in Midtown.
Right. You know,
so it's been cool.
I went to Portland last year, and they all said, wow, Reno sounds like it's really great, just from word of mouth from other people telling them. Reno's getting a reputation as a cool city.
Reno's popping.
Yeah, we have
the
cool people and the sun.
It is, yeah. The drinking culture here definitely is one of the best.
Not only do we have Reno, but we have Jesus.
Well, I liked it first.
You can eat sushi.
Really,
best
sushi in the world. All you can eat sushi. Like, it is a rarity in the universe, man. We have it here in abundance.
Landlocked though we are.
Yeah.
The fish is never ending.
And it's always good and fresh. It's like you wouldn't know we were, you know.
And
I looked
for it in Vegas when I was just there, and it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist in Seattle.
It doesn't exist anywhere.
It doesn't exist on the Gulf Coast, Louisiana shoreline.
Hawaii, man. You're not in northern Nevada, like from Tahoe to Reno. Like it doesn't exist.
It's the only place you can get all you can eat sushi at every restaurant.
And something I found in a recent weekend's bout of drinking. Man, waking up, and if you're hungover, sushi is actually a really fantastic hangover.
That rice sucks all the toxins right out.
Holy shit. I have to absolutely disagree with that. That is the last thing on my mind when I'm hungover after a long night of drinking.
I didn't think I wanted it, but just a couple little simple rolls, a little salmon and some avocado.
I can't do that, though. You get that all-you-can-eat sushi.
Boom.
Simple rolls.
My hangover went away. It was perfect.
Simple vomit.
It was so good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Usually if I go to sushi, I make sure I don't have anything else to do the rest of the day because it knocks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because it's all you can eat. You'll get your money's worth quick.
Oh, no.
But I want to overdo it.
And, I want to hurt myself
more than that. Get my money's worth.
Just pack your belly full of raw fish like you're a boat in Alaska. Yeah.
Crazy food.
Just keep it coming.
I call it sushi boarding because you don't know when to stop and then suddenly you're like...
Yeah, and then you still got three more
and
trays
coming. And
then
you got four more rolls.
And if you don't eat that, you'll be charged for.
Yeah, it's all God you can eat, forbid. But if you don't eat it all, you pay more.
Cultural no-no.
All right, here's a big question. Has anybody in this room ever gone to a sushi restaurant in northern Nevada and actually ordered one roll and a beer? And then called
like a la carte?
No. Yep.
No.
Like
no.
a la carte?
No.
Never. Yep.
Why would
Rory's
you?
Done that? Yeah. I did it one time. I did it one time.
I'm not a big sushi guy. But, I like it occasionally, but
I haven't had it in a long time. My wife got pregnant. We stopped eating sushi because she was
the mercury.
The mercury, and then we haven't been back since because now we have a baby. It's hard to take the baby to sushi, but
there you go.
We'll be back soon.
Well,
I like Hiroba.
I wouldn't pay for the baby.
Where is it?
I think it's up off Skyline.
Yeah.
Hiroba.
I've heard that's good.
But they need to make it bigger, though, because you have to stand in line for an hour to get a fucking sushi.
That's because every high school kid in Reno goes there. It's weird.
Because it's so popular. Yeah. So I love EG because you can actually sit down when you walk in the door.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also really good.
I like Hiroba because they don't kill you with too much rice. There's some tiny-ass, like less than silver dollar size.
You get
sushi.
The meat.
You just get the fish, and then because your stomach expands, the rice, and then you can't eat, and then they gank you, basically.
Yep. Yeah,
and they're always pushing the soup. You want some soup? No, I want the expensive stuff that you're giving me. All I can eat.
Do I look like I want some motherfucking soup?
You know, if
I can have soup at home, bitch.
And if my idiot friend owns or orders any more pot stickers, I'm going to punch him in the face because I'm not here for goddamn pot stickers. You know what? Four orders of pot stickers, I'm going to kill you.
Go to the sushi boat in the old days, and then. they had the boat that went around, and you pretty much the idea was you could just go ahead and grab whatever you wanted.
Right.
There was floating like, in toilet
there
water.
There was a chick.
Exactly.
There was always and a
every little kid sticking their hands in.
Are they still in business?
They no longer have the boat.
There was always a plate with one chicken wing that would go around the whole entire thing. There's a bone dry chicken wing that had obviously Nobody's been there for hours.
Not even the toilet water keeping it moist. Yeah.
Moist. What a dirty word.
Yeah, that place wasn't very good. The first time I ever had sushi was there, and it knocked me on my ass, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
But
sick
every time I went there subsequently, it wasn't as good.
So, Rick.
Yeah.
Cue up a song.
Oh, so. Hey,
okay.
Chewy set up a song, but Rick.
Since you got him in there, we'll go ahead and start with track one. This is a secondhand jive song. Band mostly out of Virginia City. They were this song came out of 1998 on FSU Records. They had an album out called Better Than Gold. This is a song called Porter. It's about how much it sucks when you put your beer down. You turn around to do something else. You turn back around. Your beer's not there. And you're like, somebody fucking stole my beer. So it's a good song.
All right. Things are so unclear. All I wanted was a beer.
That was very catchy. The kind of, you know, that could get stuck in your head.
A little funky.
Yeah. Yeah.
All they wanted was
yeah, they
a
were a
beer.
Good party band. Like, if you wanted a band that could really keep the crowd
get
rocking
the house
so late
moving.
At night. Yeah.
Dancing. Yeah.
Good bar band, good basement party band.
And Bingo was his name, oh.
Yes.
Didn't they become the 4th Street Honkies?
4th Street Honkies.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
and,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mess around with Mike Wrench a little bit with the BDI. Is,
BDI, yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff, Chewy. Thank
you. It was just Wrench's birthday, wasn't it?
No.
Sorry about
No. He said that, like, if you looked at his Facebook thing, it said Mike Wrench's birthday is today, but his birthday's in May.
That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said happy birthday to him anyway.
Me too, and then I took it back and I said, motherfucker, it ain't your birthday.
Hi, Mike. I hope you hear this.
I hope you listen.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great day, Mike.
Thanks for coming.
Maybe out. If he sees secondhand jive in the thing, he'll listen to it.
I'll call him and let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing a basketball pool together right now, so we're in pretty good communication.
Ah, cool. Yes. Basketball. I pay no attention.
March Madness?
Love it. Yep.
Pay no attention.
Yeah. I'm a sports fan, and this is, like, to me, the best time of the year. I love March Madness, the NCAA tournament. It's beautiful.
Bracketology?
Yep.
What's going on with it?
You know, the usual.
Somebody winning?
Teams are losing.
I had Missouri went going all the way, and they lost in the first fucking round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing well in
my pool,
but it's
was
just,
off
such
that.
Great basketball happening.
They were glad to see, though, that SLU made it past
St. Louis. Yeah, they made it through the first round.
They're
they
looking
got,
quick.
Yeah.
They're looking real quick.
Well, I think they're done now, but they did win the first round game, and they look pretty good.
Right on. Good for you, Billikens.
Yeah.
Well, can I break this for a second and talk about Peyton Manning? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. Don't talk sports. About that.
More sports.
Jeez.
I hate Peyton Manning.
You hate him?
He signed with okay. who? Denver.
Signed with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow.
That I think that storyline went. Traded. Went. I won two Super Bowls at the end of my career. Why can't you?
I think honestly, yeah. I know. Yeah. You know, other people might have different opinions. I think to get him to Denver, that Elway blew him. that's definitely all allegations and. Here's yeah. that, but that's my opinion.
Here's allegedly.
For an extra $5 million.
That's a big risk, though. And then you have to cart off Tebow.
Especially for somebody in Belway's yeah. position.
Yeah.
Which was
to do that kind of thing.
The missionary position?
Was also, again.
No, I was going to
Oh, you mean the general manager position?
The altar boy position. You know,
Well, thank God Tebow's a virgin.
Exactly.
I think Tebow was blowing Elway. Elway is now blowing Manning.
That
it's a vicious cycle of quarterbacks in Denver blowing each other.
Well, now Tebow can just be on The Bachelor like he was planning, right?
Yeah, the gay Bachelor. I think they're coming out with a new show like that.
Really?
Ooh.
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Is he going to be on?
Well, they already did because secretly Tila Tequila was a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tebow.
So there was already a male Bachelor out there.
I don't know.
Allegedly.
How we got
allegedly.
Here.
Einhorn Tebow is job. A man.
All
right.
Back to Oliver.
Yeah, let's back to. I was going somewhere.
That's the end of sports. The sports segment.
Sports talk. WLP.
It always ends up with fucking penises.
Because all sports are inherently homoerotic.
No, only if you're
only cage fighting.
Erotic
and football.
Yeah, if you have gay thoughts about sports, it's because you're gay, probably.
I know.
It's all a bunch of guys on field presenting to one dude on either side.
Double line.
With tight pants.
But no
although,
saying.
I'll admit I've had gay fantasies about women's college volleyball.
Oh, who doesn't?
I do.
Yeah. I'm just,
all right. So, yeah, back to Oliver. All right, so besides this wonderful, awesome magazine you got going here, what you are a man about town. You get stuff done. You know people. What else do you got going on right now?
I skateboard around, weather permitting, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I live in the Damani Ranch area, so it's about exactly 13 miles to the downtown. So I have some meditative time on my own vibratory board, and it's great. And you know, I just have enjoyed the experience of meeting new people, and I like to stay active. I was one of those guys who always had many things going on and wanted to be stimulated, much like you guys need to be stimulated.
Yeah.
Are you stimulated?
Sexually.
While you're in the room.
My nipples are.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
No, but it's important. It's kind of important to feel like.
Sexually.
I always ask the musicians that I consulted in a previous life two things. What are you best in the world at, and what is your core fear? And for me, my core fear was death in anonymity, meaning that I hadn't done anything to make a sound in this fucker, and I just passed anonymously through life.
Yeah.
I've wanted to fill that time, that gift of life with activity. I think it most.
I like that you say that's that. Awesome. Yeah, because when I ran across this like in a theater class, you know, pursue what you fear. If it's something that makes you uncomfortable, you need to figure out why.
Yeah. Well, you
need to confront it.
Once you conquer that fear, you can look back with your life with no regrets. Many people are fucked by their regrets now, and they haven't even fucking done yet.
Right.
They're stuck.
It's like the Baja Surfers. It's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you have not done.
Exactly. Well said. Yeah.
If you see your mom,
tell her I said hello.
Satan. Yes.
And that's really allowed me to dive into things and really enjoy this region. Like if we were in the East Coast, we lived in Philly, we'd be in New York all the time.
Right.
So when I talked to bands, I said, you know, don't worry about breaking out of Reno.
Make the rest of the world come to Reno.
own here and then just enjoy your region. I mean, you live near San Francisco, Vegas, L.A. Hello. Yeah. Don't worry about
Reno's limitations
of here.
A great location because you got
– It is.
Yeah, you don't have to live in Portland or Seattle.
Yeah, you're in a great position here.
Yeah. Mount Shasta on the way.
Yeah, you get a good home fan base here.
Yeah.
And then, you take it on the road occasionally.
Yeah.
Little hub tours.
Yeah, you don't want to exhaust your fan base. You know, the 35 people who love you and half of which are related to you.
None of us know anything about that. Hi, loyal listeners.
I've been in.
Yeah, you know, and just get out. You know, get out in the world and play the college scene. Get out there and, you know, do a live record. Do an acoustic record. Get out and master your craft. I was always brought up with music, my mom being an opera singer and my uncle being a jazz drummer, that is a 60-year experience. It's like a lifetime, like a till-you-death thing.
Yeah.
And till-you-die thing. So I think that a lot of people just kind of screw themselves as youth and try to do something, make it big, rather than just master their craft. And I see a lot of craft artistry here in Reno that may not be recognized commercially now, but they're doing some crazy great shit in this
good
town.
Shit,
like there's some really good
musicians.
Really,
that's, I think, what the most important thing is if you're really an artist
is
doing shit with heart. It's not doing shit that makes money or anything like that. And, you know, if you do make money, then good for you.
Yeah, the Buena Vista Social Club dudes agree.
Yeah.
they waited forever, but they didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you make true shit, then eventually it's going to pay off.
Totally.
Yeah.
Someone will find you.
That's the rule.
We're a room full of tenacious fuckers.
Well, speaking of like this kind of thing, with Whitney last week.
Oh, Whitney Meyer.
Yeah. That's exceptional.
Look at that.
Absolutely. That's something to be proud of.
She might not have passed on to the next round, but, you know, I bet you, she's the one that made all four judges turn around.
She did.
She's
before they even had that show, and she had the city.
She had a huge splash here.
Galvanized.
And that just gave her a nice little national splash. So I can't imagine that.
And when they all turned around, when you watch it, I got goosebumps. I was all, shit.
It was a great source of pride, too, because she had the whole town cheerleading her.
Oh, yeah.
But she'd laid down the fundamentals. She continues to take voice lessons. She's, you know, really becoming regional. They bought a tour bus. She was doing all the things that a major label looks for about a band on the rise. And then recently, March 1st, after she'd already been voted off, unbeknownst to us, she packed the
sold out
718 folks. The first local act that was a paid show that ever had done that there.
Yeah.
And that's tremendous.
Yeah, that was a huge show.
That's tremendous,
girl.
Yeah. So I've been following her. She was one of my picks to make it in 2009 out of here.
Winning those shows, kiss of death.
Yeah.
I agree.
We all know who Clay Akins is. Ruben who?
Bo Bice?
No, I'm sure that not winning that show didn't wreck her life either. So I'm sure she's going to still
No, I don't because I'm totally
American Idol winners,
retarded.
Like all most of the like the season winners, except for like you know your Kelly Clarks and a couple at the early years. Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck any of those people are anymore.
It's true,
and you know, so really, this might actually do Whitney a lot better by getting bumped.
She can be proud of what she did.
Yeah, some of those recording contracts that they bind you to, they have the right of first refusal, so they can lock you up for like 18 months thereafter.
I'm sure people notice that.
Yeah, it's kind of like it can be stifling. My friend actually won The Voice last year, Javier Colon, and he's a great dude.
What a great name.
He's a Dominican.
He's Javier Colon.
Irish
kid. Smells delicious.
He's a really good guy. His story was interesting because he started off on Capitol Records and, you know, signed to much fanfare. By the time I'd met him, he was playing 50-seaters in San Francisco, and I encountered him twice in 2008, one at the National Association of Campus Activities convocation where he made all the girls scream. He's a good-looking dude. He sung his way out of jail. Great dude. But I didn't think you saw his artistry until he got a national spotlight. And he sings in Spanish and in English. Super talented cat. But where is he now?
Nah.
Not what, is he on the chart? He won.
No, right?
He had the ignoble distinction now of winning the first Voice before the Voice mattered.
Right.
And that's what's fucked up about it. So these shows can be a mixed blessing. Seriously.
Right, absolutely.
So
I got to ask one thing, though. You said he sung his way out of prison?
Well, that's a turn of phrase. That, like, he could sing his way out of jail. You know, this type of thing.
Yeah. He's got a sweet, pretty voice.
So he wasn't actually in prison.
Some people blow their way out of jail. Some people bribe their way out of jail. He
actually sung his way through the warden's cock. I don't know.
No, by blowing explosion.
blew it.
Exactly. No, he had C4. In his pants.
C4 in his pants. He was a regular terrorist. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. When isn't Cody confused?
Cody.
All right.
You're all hopped up on that weed.
But we're featuring Whitney on the April cover of Reno Tall tonight.
Ah, nice. Cool. Cheers. Yeah. Very cool. A little teaser for everybody there.
Yeah, I'm not watching that show though anymore. I'm done because
exactly.
I hate those kind of shows.
By the way,
anyway.
I thought she outsung the old fat lady.
I did too.
I thought
she'd have been a better choice to win.
But that's what keeps ratings going on shows like this. You know, oh, they took away the one I really liked.
You know what? It was counterintuitive, them matching the same styles. Because wouldn't you want the strongest team to emerge? I would have gone with the goth person against the soul singer and then got the fucking goth who couldn't sing off the fucking show. So at the end, I'm like, ugh, I'm Schwarzenegger at the end. You can't even fuck with me.
Yeah, I got the black lady and Whitney.
Yeah, exactly.
And these other singers, it's
counter, but everyone's following that formula. The two brothers who were singing against each other, those are champion potential, and they eliminate each other.
Yeah.
Eliminating styles is counterintuitive. They should have eliminated talent versus ass.
They just don't want to end up with
the same thing.
I don't get that.
The producer, the network, they're doing that on purpose to piss off the audience to
absolutely
get them to keep watching.
Yeah. Emotionally, right?
It's
just not the
because I mean they're not getting. You know, they're gonna.
To me, it's counterintuitive.
They're culling the herd, but like longitudinally instead of laterally.
All it did for me was make me happy when Simon Cowell started his other show and it was a total flop.
Because
he thought the same fucking thing and it didn't work out. And you know what? He's such an asshole. He deserves at least one fail.
Dude, he deserves a show on television all the time.
F.O.
Like, Simon Cowell's Hour of Bitchiness. Like, I would watch that.
I would totally watch that.
Yeah, he'd be like a good interviewer. He'd get all pissy with him.
Not like a nice, fun Charlie Rose or I really want Diane Sawyer. I want to get inside your head. Who the fuck are you? Why should I be interviewing you? Yeah. You know, I would watch that.
What are you doing here?
Your career really hasn't been as stellar as your PR people like to say, has it?
I'd rather watch Hell's Kitchen.
He'd be better than Piers Morgan, man.
A string of B movies.
Piers is okay, but kind of boring.
I really don't know who any of these people are.
It's okay, Chewie.
Thanks for coming.
That's because you work hard.
You know
and
what?
Don't watch
I don't know who the fuck they are either.
Right like here. David Letterman and Howard Stern.
I just kind of keep interviews up because I used to watch TV. I guess I haven't had TV in like 10 months, 9 months now. Yeah. I mean Netflix, sure, and I just watch.
No Hulu.
Not even the Hulu. I'm too lazy for that because I have a tube TV in the bedroom that doesn't have an input for a computer. Mm-hmm. So fuck it.
Well, have you been reading? Are you edified?
Edified?
About
Hulu? What a solid question.
No, what is
have you been edified?
Edify me, my friend.
You don't do that.
Are you improved much? Are you taller from not having TV.
I am, you know, I have more time to learn to play the guitar, to think of stupid jokes to tell on this show.
He needs the time.
Oh, I just learned. Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah,
there you
yeah,
go.
Definitely.
Master that shit. 10,000 hours later.
Shit, I really got to put him on the 5-year-old. I need all the free time I can get.
That's right. Yeah, well, you're in the Dr. Seuss era then. You're trying to teach shit.
Yes, very much so, all the time.
I watch so much TV, I know that you're the drummer in Bizarre Guitar Commercial.
That is a classic example of I'm not a drummer, but I play one on TV.
Okay. That's
I've taken
where
two drum lessons.
You from.
two drum lessons, and they didn't bother to sync it with my still my playing. So
they didn't.
They didn't sync a lot of stuff
in that commercial.
All right, so but they're great folks. They
like, look,
had fun.
Anybody That's can cool. do it.
I just like watching Brandon's on him. I know that guy. And sometimes they get like a split second of Mike, too, at the very end.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's Mike, the sound man from the alley. You know.
Right. Well, if it's easy, everybody would do it.
Well, one thing that's been fun about the publication is just meeting all the different personalities. Because what we really want to show is sort of episodic narratives. Not like, say, Nat Geo out in the wild, but kind of. Because Reno has it's so maligned by national reputation that it's kind of, to me, if I was the marketing Reno, I would be marketing it in like reverse psychology, like the biggest little secret, and showing all the fucking cool shit, including the drinking culture, the powder, the water.
Number fucking four in the country, drunkest cities.
Hell yeah.
Number four.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much, behind Fresno.
There's so much you could flip.
We were number four.
Right. There's so much you could flip and mind fuck people with. And
totally,
and then
totally.
There's already 5 million people coming to the lake. You know, it's kind of
and
like
they gotta
hello.
Fly in somewhere.
Absolutely. They gotta get exactly. So to me, I think it's a great opportunity to sort of like thumb my nose at mainstream culture by saying it's really underground culture that creates pop culture anyway.
Look at anything. Absolutely.
Look at anything.
Seattle in the day.
Yeah.
That really determined culture. It's for a true. Long time, man. Yep. When Soundgarden and Pearl Jam came out,
sure, yeah, no,
they were nobodies, and they demanded, and they really
and
made it happen.
And now look at Dave Grohl.
I tell you,
before 10 years before that, there were crazy people doing music too, and it was like a stop
a
in between
burn.
The major. Yeah. Cities right. much like Reno is now is like a stop between Sac and Portland or whatever.
Yeah,
but in Seattle would be like a stop in there. But the bands had
the
most
the
fun
too,
in Seattle because they were all crazy like small town vibe, but they were all nuts and they liked to play in Seattle because the audiences there would go crazy.
Right.
You know, and I feel like Reno's like that too. When
we can all show up to the same venue.
Yeah, sometimes.
Reno's a little bit flaky and finicky once in a while, but really it's a pretty awesome place.
All the fun with none of the traffic. A lot of apathy, too.
You expect like great things to happen in Reno, and then they don't. And then sometimes you expect nothing, and it like blows your mind.
Yeah.
You can't just pigeonhole Reno into being awesome. There is just too much awesome stuff going on any given night.
A bunch of crazy
Reno.
People, though. Here.
And your audience does get split. Yeah. You know, like just because there is so much cool stuff. I mean, it's a Monday night. It's a Tuesday night. There you could probably find three things to do before 8 o'clock.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah, it's really active, and we're trying to keep a beat on that pulse and follow that.
Yeah.
But then even the subculture, like the Holland Project shows.
I love the way you said that. The subculture of Reno, which is a lot.
But it's totally it is.
We're on
it
right now.
Like the karaoke.
The worst little podcast. Yeah.
Absolute handheld grip of you know of subculture
like Holland and Hobson.
Yeah, and anything at Ryan Saloon and you know shit like that. It's fun. The shows that Keith is putting on the underground. I think those house shows, anything on Ryland at the houses.
The Derby Demons.
The Derby Demons. All that stuff, that's really Americana. And there's a lot of Americana tradition, and there's a lot of pride in Reno. I remember
there's not that in other cities.
That's why we started this
definitely.
Show. We wanted to celebrate our town that we were very proud of.
There you go.
We love this place.
Keep it at
love
Reno.
We're definitely proud of this.
We love this place and fuck this place. There's, you know,
and that's okay.
Two-headed
snake. That's okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
This town can go fuck itself sideways.
If I, you know.
Just like some of the apathy.
Look at the shotgun shell spelling Reno. That's fucking funny.
Right in the middle spread there. Shotgun shell spelling out the word
next page
Reno.
Is like this.
That's awesome.
That's a tea parlor, right?
No words necessary.
Yeah.
It's pretty says it all.
That's an obvious picture.
Yep.
Speaking of which, speaking of fucking Reno, Nevada, let's have another song by a Reno, Nevada band.
Okay,
should we do a commercial?
Cool. Oh, right, thank you.
Okay,
this next song is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Stingray Tattoo.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm gonna get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
All right, hey, we have a change in direction here, folks. Our lovely guest Oliver's got to leave soon.
Yes.
So we're going to give him the part of the quiz really quick.
Okay, do it.
All right. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Give him the rapid fire. The fastest little quiz in the world.
Well, now you make me got to go across the
road. Hit a fucking U-turn there.
Don't spill the coffee.
Rory was driving a Titanic. That shit wouldn't hit an iceberg, man. He steers the ship
right
the other direction.
All right, so some rapid fire questions for you here, Oliver.
Okay.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
Hey,
thank you for coming out.
Yep.
Led Zeppelin or The Who?
You know, Led Zeppelin, for sure.
The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
I love The Clash. Love The Clash.
Oh, unfortunate. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, I love Star Trek.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Never trust a Trekkie.
you're struck by something. Would you rather be blind or deaf for the rest of your life?
I'd rather be blind. I'd like to hear.
You were struck by a different kind of disease, and you have to be gay or ginger.
I'm ginger.
You are a ginger.
It's too bad.
Homophobe.
Good for you.
Let's see. Coke or Pepsi?
Cocaine.
Nice.
Ding.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Ding.
It is
ding,
nice.
Ding.
Tattoos or piercings?
I'm not from around here.
That's nice. A great answer. let's see. Weed or beer?
I enjoy the herb.
The
from
herb.
Humboldt County.
Hey now.
Simone.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Oh, Joan Jett every time. And nice. She's hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Still.
Ozzy? Oh, whoops.
That was good anyway.
Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ozzy every time.
Thank you.
All right. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Oh, my God. Fresh vegetables. I have no idea. But I'm going to, you know what? Let me go with Nickelback because of Canada, I guess. I don't know. Anybody?
No.
You are high.
I think the correct answer was
giving or receiving?
You know, it's better to give than to receive.
Let's see. Shaven or hirsute?
Shave in the shower weekly.
Okay. Hey, now. All right. And the last question, a brand new bonus question here. So you're going down on a girl and you find a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Do you eat it?
I love bacon.
Yeah. I'm going to say you got about 572 points for that.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a great score. Excellent score, Oliver.
Thanks. You guys, thanks
also,
for having me.
Record time.
Also, you do Loaded TV, right?
Well, you know, I started off with Loaded TV, but now I have another media project that I'm doing in 99.1 FM. Every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., we tape on Wednesdays, and it's called Reno Tahoe Comedy Tonight. We talk to the comics in the area, and then I do an entertainment rundown.
Hey, well, very cool.
I'm a big fan of Jerry Evans and what he does at 99.1,
very good.
I want to say that I will be listening.
Thank you. At 7:30 in the morning. Thank you.
7:30
on a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
We stream prior.
Rick, I demand that you make sure Cody does that next
Saturday. All right. Have your people get back to my people.
So you can check it out at another time besides
we'll just call.
Absolutely,
we'll just call.
Thanks, all right,
guys.
Everybody, once again, thank you so much, Oliver
X.
Thank you, guys.
Fun. Now we got to get him out of the room so we can talk about him. Let's play that song.
Okay, we got a song here by Dump Your Boyfriends.
Yeah, D.Y.B.
Love these guys.
Dump Your Boyfriends fucking rule. Nice pop punk band. This came out in 2003. A little three-song EP called Three Song Dumpo, 2003. Aqueduct Records. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Great song. Cool.
So
those guys rule.
That used to be, or no, they changed it after that to Colleen Haskell, which was a chick
really?
On Survivor.
That's such a good song. Like, you can totally relate. I didn't know who Colleen Haskell was, but they did.
Yeah, they went from Girls in High School to Colleen Haskell. So they had two different sets of lyrics, and he's all like, saw you on Survivor season one, da-da-da, and they sing this. There's two different versions of that.
So it depends on the crowd that they had. They could decide whether they had like a crowd that would like Girls in High School or a crowd that liked Kathleen Haskell.
Well, no, I think they went with the Girls in High School because the guy who recorded them said that's better set of lyrics.
Yeah.
And then when they went out to play, they said, fuck that. We were going to play Colleen Haskell because we like it better. Huh. So that's what Kevin Dunn told me anyway.
Well, he'd know.
Yeah.
I heard that same story from Kevin Dunn.
The Dunn brothers.
See, that's second.
So I got confirmation.
Yep.
So Rory had to leave too. Yep.
Diarrhea, is that right? Or what did he say?
He just
got to take case of the Hershey squirts.
Shat all over himself, which was.
And as you all know, he doesn't wear pants, so that was
convenient. So pretty much he shit all over Rick's stool.
Yeah, thanks.
But he had to go.
But we love
he
Rick.
He had something else. I'm
he
just
cleans
joking.
House. You know,
thank you, Rick.
He allegedly had diarrhea.
At cleaning up poo.
So, yeah, cleans for reasons up my poo unexplained, Rory had to dissipate.
Yep.
And
also, our guest Oliver took off too.
Oliver's so. Gone, so Oliver's we're going to wrap
me,
this
Nick
little
Cody.
Yeah, sucker yeah. up here. So, hey. Why don't we talk about what's going to happen next week, Chewbacca? What do you got?
Well, I'm really pumping the Shames CD release party Friday night.
I
Friday
love
night,
the Shames.
Friday the 23rd at 3rd Street, great bar. The I think the best band in Reno right now. The Shames
me
fucking
too.
Rule,
the
and
Shames
I can't wait to hear the CD
because yeah.
I know. Rick, you produced this CD and recorded it right
so
here, didn't you?
Good.
Is it great?
It's so fucking great. And, yeah. and if you like their first CD, their songs, several songs that were on that CD are on this CD too. So this is a Shames master disc.
Yeah,
are they
it's
bad?
Like
oh,
everything
I can't wait.
They do.
Is it packaged and done by Cherry Bear too?
Yes. And
it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going
to
be
it's
awesome.
It's fucking amazing. And I'm so pleased. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
And
so
I'm just glad I have big feet.
9 p.m. on Friday. No cover to get in, but $5 at the door will get you a Shame CD.
Sweet.
Which is a great fucking deal.
And they're playing with right. Cathedral Ghost and some DJ who I'm sure is cool because the Shames picked them.
Well, Cathedral Ghost. Can you tell me what that is?
I'm not sure, but I heard they're really good.
Okay.
Right on.
So also,
check it out.
Saturday, there's a show that I've been. I mean, this girl, there's a girl rapper named Kay Flay. She's out of Chicago originally, went to Stanford, started rapping. She's kind of a nerdy girl, but I love her music, and I've been listening to it for years, and I found out through the grapevine that she's playing at Cargo at Calm Row on Saturday night.
Cool.
For $10. And I hope she gets a good crowd. So if anybody out there wants to see a really rad female rapper
Kay
downtown,
Flay.
Yeah, Kay Flay. And check her out. If you don't go see her live, check her music
really
out.
Really good entertainment, man.
You know, and that's Saturday around. Night at 9 p.m. So
very cool. All
right.
What are you doing this weekend, Cody?
Well, trying not to go to jail, first and foremost. And
where's that happening at?
Par.
What time does that start?
It starts me here taking the bus again, the number 2 to downtown.
There's a bus stop
turns
right
into the 11.
Bus stop right at the 7-Eleven in front of Par too.
Well, I know they. Anyway, that's my new go getter attitude is that I'm gonna go out and get effed up on the weekend, and I'm gonna use our excellent.
Yep.
Bus service.
I love the bus.
That Reno has
Stay
to get me there because you know what? Dakota does a lot of things that could land him at par.
You get place to place. You
and
learn
I'm
a second language.
I'm just going to not do that anymore. I'm just going to go
You
want to
stay
ahead.
Out of jail? Stay out of cars.
That's right. So stay out
well,
of
yeah.
cars.
Rarely does the bus get pulled over and they come in and roll you out.
Cody could go to jail and not have
but, you know,
to do
if,
with driving.
If you really fuck up.
Really?
If you really fuck up on the bus, though, you can't actually go to jail.
Well, you know.
That would be a
I like to be a gnarly partier, and I do enjoy that time, but I really ought to operate on a
at
more
a certain
human
age,
level.
That becomes sad.
It's
cute
then,
in your 20s.
What age is that?
And then when you live with a gay guy that's been sober for 6 years and he just wants to ridicule you for your attitude towards being drunk, well, then maybe you should just stop being drunk all the time, and I refuse that, so therefore I will take the bus to be drunk.
I encourage your drunkenness.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what?
You stumbling around the house has kept me sober for years now.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. You little mouthy. By example,
what do you got going on, Nick?
That's what I was just about to get to you anyway. Well, if you can't go to the Shames or you don't like punk rock or you have bad taste and aren't in good music. No, I'm just kidding. But if you like America.
You don't want to hang out with Rick because he's so sober all the time.
Oh, I go out.
With us normies.
Homo.
Anyway. There's a rad band on tour, I think from Portland, called Archaeology at Jubb's this Friday.
That's a great name.
They are like an Americana style, like gypsy Americana kind of music, if that makes any sense to you. Like
if Gogo Bordello was not from somewhere else?
If they're from
Portland.
America in the 1800s.
Wow.
And they played fiddles.
The dream of the 1890s is alive in Portland, I heard.
So you mean America.
I love that show.
That's Portland, a great show.
Anyway. So that's a Jubb's. I want to say happy birthday to my friend Daisy, who will be turning another year older. Daisy Foreman.
Yep. What a great person.
Happy
She's having
birthday,
her birthday coming
Daisy.
Up. And next week, next Thursday, the Merman will be here.
No, really?
Yes.
No. Where?
I'm sure I'll mention it next podcast too, but I want to get
short
a
notice.
Jump
Tell
on it.
Tell people now where and when. And
Thursday at Jubb's. Not this week, but next week, folks. Go see the Merman.
You should go see the Merman rock. I thought they were dead.
And they have Jen on bass, who hasn't been with them the last couple That's tours, rough. But she's back with them, and I love me some Jen, dude. She's the sexiest bass player in the world.
Sweet.
And, yeah, they'll just fucking melt your brain with some psychedelic surf, so go see the Merman.
Okay, so I got another song by one of my favorite bands. Do you got fucking anything rad. Else to talk about, Nick, or what?
Should we come back after
well,
the song? Or?
Just, no, I will wind it up here, I guess.
Okay.
I so, think it, after for, Warm is good. But I wanted to mention that, okay, so then the following night after the Merman, go to the Treehouse to see Present.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, that's not the same way.
Never mind.
Wow.
I'm jumping the gun, but President CD release is April 13th. It's a Friday at the Treehouse. Be there for that with Big Remote and the Gunner's Daughter.
I'll
be
use
plugging that the next bands. Two or three podcasts, so I'll get started now.
I really want to use this.
No, Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
Good drop.
That's a good
nice,
one.
Nice.
You've been...
All right, so...
Is that from like a high school driving?
It was a thing called Live and Learn about people who kids almost die doing stupid things.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. The one with the train.
It was the Nick kid like jumps off a cliff.
It's more shit that Rick makes me watch.
All right, so hey, you want to introduce this and then I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, well, Worm was one of the best bands in Reno of all time. Short lived. I mean, I wish, like, you know, Gunshot Liquor and Fat Catcher coming up with a reunion. Sprout played last year. I would love it if Worm could get back together. So
no
we got to get the bass player out of prison. We got to get the singer back from Humboldt County.
Gotta
we got to get
wife making
got to get the
chicken.
Keyboard player,
the
and
drummer's
the guitar
here.
Player. The drummer's here, and you can see him at Fat Couch or Gunner's Daughter, or whoever the fuck else he's playing with.
Yeah.
But so Worm was
friends.
Wonderful, and hopefully one day we'll get to see that.
Love you.
Or else we can find somebody to fill in on bass while Tom's in prison. But
I'll do it. I'll
all right.
try.
Well, yeah, Nick could play this
play
shit.
For anybody.
Well, let's talk about that for next
I'm a
year's
whore.
Merry Anarchy. This is a
Reno whore.
Worm, Reno whore. Reno famous whore.
Worm recorded a demo Nick in 1994.
Oh, such a good album.
Yeah, it's just a.
Where did they record this at? The
they recorded it, I think. At the, I can't remember. Never mind.
Is it like the warehouse or something? Lane Sparks?
No,
I
can't remember. It was
it's so good though.
Yeah. I'd have to ask them again. If you go back and listen to our Memorial Day Meltdown show, I described where it was recorded at then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and why not? It's a great show.
Oh, yeah, they were like number, what, 8 or something on
something like
list?
That, yeah. And if then they or only played together 6. For like less than a year.
Yeah, Worm was fantastic. Yes. Hey, Tavin. So, everybody.
Tavin Anderson, Dale Sadler, Scott Loring, Tom Fecko, and Rick Aguilar. And this is a song called Slip from their demo 1994.
All right. For
and,
Chewbacca.
Yeah, have a great week, everybody.
Chewbacca, Rick, Kodiak,
Rory
Dowd, and Oliver X. I'm Nick Ramirez saying goodnight, ladies.
Ciao.
Crashing down so filled the chip on my shoulder. I have seen how they shape all of my dreams. I have seen how they grow strong to die in it. Turn yourself better. We'll be right back.
His friend is very sorry.
Duck Water Studios.
But being sorry won't mend a broken leg.